Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. So my advice to you and to myself, as believers who desire and pray that God will use us to share Jesus effectively with any Muslim we meet, we should not be too quick to support wars against Muslims. And I remember, I'll give you example, you know, the war in Iraq, and General Rumsfeld, American general, said, we are going to launch a campaign of shock and awe on Baghdad, and we're going to crush Saddam's army and all that. And I noticed that most of the Christians through the media and, you know, other ways supported the war on Iraq. And what happened, you know, about 70,000 Iraqi were killed because they did shower bombs on the Iraqi people from the air, the sea, and the ground, like Rumsfeld promised. And they won the war, of course. However, you know, we created so many enemies, and I did not want Christians to support that war. You know, even though we pray for the American government, we pray for our American soldiers, and we pray God will protect them and give them victory and everything like that, but when we get involved in politics and supporting wars against Muslims, automatically, as a consequence, we obstruct the message of the gospel to be communicated to them effectively, at least through us. We pray for America, of course, but I like to focus on being used by God to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Because remember, it is God's desire that He will manifest His passionate love through you and me to all the people we meet, including Muslims. And remember, Satan's goal is to stop us from manifesting God's love to Muslims and to stop us from sharing Jesus effectively with them. So, you know, whenever there is a war between America and Muslims, or between Israel and the Palestinian, you know, I always pray for peace. I pray that God will, you know, minimize the casualties and help them to get along and to have peace with each other and to reconcile and find a good solution to coexist. And, you know, we pray toward that. Okay, I like to repeat this statement. Satan's goal is to stop us from being filled with God's love, and Satan's goal is to stop us from being filled with Christ's love, and that Christ's love will not be manifested through us to the people we meet, including Muslims. It is God's will that we allow God to use our eyes, words, actions to manifest His love toward the Muslims and to share Jesus effectively with them. Remember that. Now, effectively means in a way they can understand. I am sure you agree with me that communication is not possible without the listener understanding of the words of the speaker. Okay, I'll give you example. When I first came to America, I was praying that God will bring me a wife. And, you know, I used to go to my church a few times a week and see a beautiful American girl. And then I go to her. I tell her, my name is Sammy. I'm so happy to meet you. Usually she looks at me and say, what's up? I say, oh, nothing up. Please give me your parents' phone number. She said, my parents? What for? Oh, to be honest with you, my parents are coming. I like to visit your family with my family. What for? I think you are beautiful and I like you and I know you love Jesus. I saw you worshiping, lifting your hand, and maybe we can talk with our families and think together. I don't know, but maybe we discover it is God's will for us to get married. Married! This is so weird. No, I'm not weird. You know, don't say that. And the more I want to meet the family, you know, most of the time I get rejected. And I always wondered why. I had the pure motives, great sense of humor. I look good. Well, at least 1982, I looked beautiful. I have pictures. You know, that's what my wife tell me. However, you know, to me, this is the most honorable way to approach a girl. Now, to her, this is the most uncool way that any man can approach her. She wanna us to go out, get together, you know, alone, and, you know, get to know each other. And for me, that was dangerous. You know, the flesh can have a chance to, you know, to control our meeting, and I wanna avoid that. Anyway, God taught me a lesson. If I want to be used to my greatest potential to help as many Muslims as possible enjoy His love and salvation, I need to be praying seriously that God will enable me to use my mind to help Muslims understand the biblical teaching that are essential to their salvation. Most importantly, to understand who Jesus is. To help them receive answers to their questions, the best answers humanly possible. So that's what I am talking about when I say sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Okay, now we need to communicate the truth of the gospel in the most understandable way to Muslims. And I want to remind you of a parable Jesus shared with us in Matthew 13. It was recorded there, of a farmer who decided to spread some seed to grow a crop. We are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Matthew 13, Jesus explained that the seed he was referring to in the story was the word of God. Those people who received the word of God and were not able to understand it, they were not able to benefit from the word of God. They were like the hard soil along the path. Satan came and snatched away the word of God, the seed that was planted in their heart. I am sure you agree with me that there is no farmer that would scatter his precious seed on hard soil and unprepared soil. But if the seed falls on good soil, which in Jesus' story represents the person who hears the word of God and has been prepared to understand it, there will be a crop of 30, 60, or 100 times the amount of seed that was originally scattered there. Matthew 13. So, very important that we remember that we need to pray and make an effort to help Muslims understand the beauty, the depth, the power of the gospel. We need to help them understand the evidence, the reason, the logic behind the Christian faith. And that's what we will do in the programs on sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. By the grace of God, I am going to do everything I can, and I'm going to share with you over 30 years of education and experience in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Before we end the program, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you, God, that you helped us by your grace and through people that you sent to our lives understand the truth about your love and salvation. God, we thank you because you helped us know that you love us, and Jesus came and died to pay the penalty for our sins. And today, God, we surrender our lives to you, and we ask you, God, to provide for us divine appointments and to equip us now, God, to share the message of your love and salvation in the most understandable and convincing and acceptable and attractive way to the Muslim people that we meet, without compromising the whole truth in your word in the Bible, God. God, help us. Use us, God. We surrender our lives into your hand. In Jesus' name, we pray. I just remembered a special prayer request. A couple of weeks ago, I received a phone call from a member in the church, and her name is Nicole, and she told me that she met Fauzi. He's a Muslim man from Egypt, and she asked me if I can contact him and meet with him. So we gave him a copy of my book, and I am going to meet with him actually today. So please join me in a prayer for Fauzi. So I try to meet with as many Muslims as possible. Let's pray for Fauzi. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender Fauzi to you, God, and we ask you in Jesus' name to help us, God, to help us present Jesus to him in the most understandable way to him. In Jesus' name, we pray. Remember, my precious brothers and sisters, I hope you will be praying that God will provide for you divine appointments to meet Muslims. And if I can be of any help to you to reach your Muslim acquaintances or friends, please contact me. I am here to serve you and to pray with you. Also, get a copy of my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. You can contact me and I can make it available to you. Read it and then give it to your Muslim friends. God's grace and peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.